I want to hear a little bit more about him. He's called Casper and his mum's on the line. It's Phyllis. Phyllis, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Lovely to talk to you.
It's lovely having you on, Phyllis. Now, I just caught this on the news, the paperclip challenge. Explain to me exactly what young Casper, he's 12 years old, what he's been doing.
Exactly. He started this, Frank, 4 weeks ago. He asked me, could he do this? I didn't know what he was talking about, but he saw a guy on YouTube who apparently in Canada got a house. So he thought, well, maybe he could do something for Angel Wishes charity. So Angel Wishes, they provide gifts to children with cancer. Gay Care set this up. Amazing, inspirational woman from Moira. So we headed off to Tesco, the outlet. And David McKay over there, he's the community manager. And he said, yep, Casper, no bother. And he swapped this tiny white paperclip for a remote control car.
Right.
£12.
So the trick is you start with a paperclip, but you need someone to be pretty decent with the next gesture.
Well, yes. And the concept is, Frank, to keep swapping your items as they increase in value.
Okay, so he goes to the manager over at Tesco,
yep.
And he generously is given a 12-quid car that gets him off and running. So he's got something now to give to the next person, and they're going to feel, yeah, I've got a remote-controlled car. So what was next in line?
Well, the next in line was the Downshire Arms. Banbridge Town have been amazing. So the Downshire Arms manager there, he said no problem, and he swapped the car for a voucher for a meal. £20 voucher. He did give the car back, actually. But so we went up to £20 while Casper did.
All right, I like this. So the guy in the restaurant, he allowed Casper then to have the car. But
he gave the car back, he said, for maybe one of the children on the ward, yeah.
Oh, nice touch.
The swap is just a gesture.
Okay,
really.
I'm particularly interested in the swap to see how he gets up the chain. So
yes.
Then he's got a £20 voucher for a nice restaurant,
yeah.
And he's got to go with that to someone who gave him what for the voucher?
Cycle Recycle in Newry. They give him a BMX bike for the voucher. Now, a second-hand bike, but they restore these bikes.
Good, good. And after the bike?
And after the bike, Downshire Interiors give him a mirror for £90.
Right, so he's nearly got £100 worth of stuff,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, in 3 days.
And did he get further? He did get further.
Yes, he did get... Oh, this gets so interesting, Frank, and this is where we need help. He then... John Houston shop, Banbridge, swapped the mirror for a console table worth £220.
What sort of table?
Console, like a little hall table.
Okay,
for your
right.
Lamp.
Yeah. So he's got a pretty snazzy piece of furniture, and he started off with a paperclip.
Yep.
Is that where he is now, or is he going further?
No, no. La Boda Bridal Shop in Banbridge swapped the table, Frank, for the most stunning new wedding dress.
Right.
It's worth $1,300.
Oh. And is it one specific wedding dress, or is it any wedding dress worth $1,300?
We have the dress hanging up here in the house, and we are searching for Cinderella. Oh,
dear.
Now, Frank, this boy goes to the school in Newry, St. Coleman's.
Oh, jeebers.
He's a first year, okay? So they have a huge Twitter screen. Now, Casper is desperate to get this dress swapped because he's on the screen with this dress. Not wearing the dress. He's with a picture with the girl swapping the dress and the table. Because the school are really interested following the story, but all his friends, shops, everyone, have you swapped the dress yet?
Right, so is the dress brand new, or has a bride worn it?
No, brand new. Frank, I have a dress. I have a wedding cake. Well, he has wedding cake voucher, hotel vouchers, a saxophone player. I said to my husband, shall we renew our vows? But he kind of turned green.
So you're thinking maybe that you might be stuck with this dress. You might have to swap it yourself. Now, is it a particular size, the dress?
Yes, it's size 12.
Okay, so it's for a very slim lady.
Average, yep.
Nice size 12 dress.
Yep.
Are you thinking of getting married in the near future? This dress could be exactly what you need. However, it could also be of interest to people from theatre or drama. It could be a beautiful dress to have in your wardrobe, your collection for some particular presentation or a theatrical event in the future. There's another option, maybe the dress hire people might be interested. I'm trying to lure
exactly.
in, trying to lure
and
in
what?
Someone
it has
here.
The most beautiful story attached to it, I think.
Tell us that story.
You know, it's going, the proceeds are going to Angel Wishes. Angel Wishes, who provide gifts, treats, make kids smile who are suffering on the cancer ward. And they're in hospital for so long. And this lady, she is so good. She gives these children, their families, so much support in memory of her two children who died. So her name is Gay Kerr. And Casper had a little friend who was on that cancer ward last year. And she told him all about Angel Wishes because she received treats. She also was able to, when she was feeling better, go and see, I think, Little Mix. So it really made Casper think, oh, Mum, I would love to help and give Angel Wishes something.
It's a lovely thought, and he's obviously inspired by his young friend. And
yes.
It's such a nice story to think that a young fella who's 12 years old, who's a first year at St Coleman's in Newry, is giving so much of his time to
yes.
try and raise as much as he can. Now, if this is the end of the line and he has a wedding dress, which is worth £1,300,
yes.
you know, someone may be ready to purchase that, say for a grand or whatever. He's done very well if he manages
yes.
to do that. But he would like to swap it up, wouldn't he?
He would like to continue on. You know
on.
What? It's a fun challenge. And because it's a swap challenge, you know, this is swap number 6 and he's just not ready to give up. I mean, Frank, he has got so many donations. There are hotel, every day I'm opening the post now with vouchers that people are sending to him. They're all extra. But Casper is, but Mum, I want this dress swapped.
Yes, he wants to continue it on. And of course, if he was able to, then he could maybe move it up to a couple of grand and the charity Angel Wishes would benefit even more. Listen, fellas, we've put it out there. There is a beautiful dress. And if you
yep.
could if you could send us through the picture, we'll put it up on Twitter and whatever. I don't actually have it in front of me here.
Yep.
But if you can email studio@u105.com, we'll fire it up on Twitter @U105Radio. We'll put it up on our Facebook page as well. This beautiful dress is worth £1,300. It is
yep.
a size 12. It is unused. It is a bridal gown. It is beautiful. Would you like to swap it up for Angel Wishes and continue the chain? And you don't have to be a future bride. There are many other reasons why, indeed, you might like to take a bridal gown into your possession. If you do, let us know. 90333105. He sounds like a top lad, Phyllis, and every good wish to him. I know he's at school and all of that. But let us know how you get on, will you?
I will indeed. And thank you so much for the call, Frank. It was a privilege talking to you.
It's not a bother. Wanted to find out more about it. Thank you very much indeed. There you go. That is Philip and Phyllis, and she is Casper's mum.